You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and this week commentator Gary Borders shares about finishing a major project, a biography of Henry B. Fox, the Circleville philosopher.
For several years, a small black and white photograph has been propped on the easel on my desk. Henry B. Fox is seated in front of his manual typewriter in the converted smokehouse that served as his office. 6 years ago, I decided to write a biography of Fox, the Circleville philosopher. He published a humor column in country newspapers for a half century, and he wrote three novels as well. At last, I am finished with this phase of the project. Work and life kept getting in the way, but my fourth book, 85,000 words, including a chunk of Fox's best work at the end, is complete, edited, and ready to be published. I remember that feeling on a Saturday afternoon in early August. I wrote the last sentence of the final chapter, looked up at the screen, and I sighed. I was actually finished. I then sent the draft off to folks I trust to read and suggest edits. You know, like any substantial project, there's really only one approach that allows one to keep perspective and not become overwhelmed. It's the answer to the question, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Anne Lamott put it another way in my favorite book on writing. When she was a child, her brother had a report due on birds. It was assigned 3 months previously, but of course he put it off until the weekend before. He was overwhelmed, about to cry. As Lamott writes, he was at the kitchen table, surrounded by binder paper and pencils and unopened books on birds, immobilized by the hugeness of the task ahead. Then my father sat down beside him, put his arm around my brother's shoulder and said, "Bird by bird, buddy. Just take it bird by bird." Henry Fox was a funny, fine writer, which made telling his story that much more enjoyable. He skewered politicians of all political persuasions, so readers couldn't tell whether he was a liberal or conservative. I was able to interview his grown children, who lived side by side on the family farm along the banks of the picturesque San Gabriel River in Williamson County. Alas, writing the biography of someone that few have heard of, Fox died in 1989, is not a formula for commercial literary success. The larger academic presses took a pass on my book proposal. It's possible a small academic press might bite, but it would take at least a couple of years to get into print, if not more. And even then, promoting and marketing the book would be almost completely up to me. I don't want to wait that long to get this into print. None of us involved, from the folks I interviewed to yours truly, are getting any younger. So, as I did with my last collection of columns, I'm going to publish this myself, with the able assistance of my brother Scott, who designed and paginated the column book and will do so again. My daughter Meredith will assist with promoting it on social media. And I'll set up my own book signings and talks with historical groups. With luck, copies of yours faithfully, J.A., The Life and Writings of Henry B. Fox, the Circleville Philosopher, will be available by February. E-books such as Kindle also will be offered. I'm already casting about for my next long-form writing project, spending hours scrolling through old newspapers online. Idle hands are the devil's workshop, and I feel out of sorts if I'm not working on something between emails and phone calls for the gig that helps pay the bills. Books, for me, they don't pay the bills. It's just something I am compelled to do, bird by bird.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at garyborders.com.